This is a commentation here for Adam Tumano. ADC number is 307670. Mr. Tumano is currently serving a 5-year sentence for aggravated assault. He has a release date of March 30th of 2020. He is asking for a 1-year reduction in his sentence. If he receives a 1-year reduction, he has a release date of May 25th of 2019. Does not have any holds on detainers at this time. According to the commentation report that he actually has, what he states on here is that it says that basically after he had been out, he had a full day drinking while at a local bar. It said he got into an argument with his ex-girlfriend. As a result, he decided to drive home. Then he let his emotions get the best of him. Said that he was very intoxicated, didn't know exactly what had happened, but he became involved in an accident while he was drinking. He said he wrote a letter to the court stating he did not want this to ruin his life. Based on the court sentence that he committed, it says the reason that he's seeking a reduction in his sentence is that for a number of reasons, one of them that emotionally, spiritually, and mentally state during the time before the sentence are much different than what they are now, that he's been changed. He said that if he was released out early, he would participate in DEI programs along with any counseling programs that he feels that he would have to receive during that period of time. He's asking the board to give him early release to continue with his rehabilitation at this time. He says that he thinks that the sentence was excessive because he's not actually dealing with the situation as a hard sentence under the DUI sentence, the guidelines that he actually had. According to his release plan, says that if he was released, inmate would live with Nicole Finch, his girlfriend, her address, and that he plans to work for a company with his old job doing safety services. He currently works with safety services for ACI now. Upon his release, he needs to complete DEI court as part of his probation and would like to complete substance abuse counseling for his drinking problem. He does not have any discipline. He had completed some programs while he's been incarcerated, which also includes substance abuse, intelligence, thinking straight, along with some other classes that he has completed while he's been incarcerated. According to the Ames report, he is currently 38 years old. And he, like I said, he did not have any discipline found, and he has not been before this parole board. According to his criminal history, he does have an extensive criminal history record, which includes some incidents that has happened in Park, Villa Park Police Department, which is actually located. I don't see exactly where it's located here, but outside of Arizona, where he had a battery, physical assault, resisting a peace officer. He also had a misdemeanor assault, battery, bodily harm, criminal trespassing, resisting a police officer, along with some other charges that he's actually had. Here he's had DUI, he's had a DUI, two previous DUI and drug charges that he's actually had prior to this incident actually occurring here. Also, he received tickets for operating a vehicle while impaired, as well as driving on a suspended or revoked driver's license. According to the court documents and the sentence documents that we actually have, for count one, he was convicted of aggravated assault that has a sentence of 7.5 years, a minimum sentence of 5 years. The presumptive is 7.5 years, the minimum is 5 years, and the maximum is 15 years, according to count two, which he was leaving the scene of a serious injury accident that he was involved in. The presumptive for that one is 5 years, the minimum is 4 years, and then there's a maximum sentence of 10 years for that. As a result of the plea agreement that he did make during the plea agreement. The following charges were dismissed. The allegation of any prior convictions was dismissed, and he was given count two. The prison term for count two was to run consecutive to the prison term imposed in count one. So based on the information that we have, he was driving a vehicle and he struck a motorcycle. He did flee the scene, and then he got home and returned back to the scene. At that time, he was arrested. He did have, like I said earlier, his criminal history did have previous records of DUI and driving. Also, you know, he has some letters of support in here, and which even in some of the letters of support that they think he has learned from his past mistakes, but even the citizens who actually supported him also stated that he had a drinking problem. They had tried to talk to him about it and tried to get him to seek help, but he refused to do so, thinking that he didn't need help and he just abused his power. But nevertheless, he received the minimum sentence of 5 years that he could have received along with count two. He received probation to run concurrent consecutively once he receives. Based on all the information contained in the report that we have, I do not see the sentence being consecutive, therefore excessive. That's what I mean. I do not see the sentence being excessive, therefore I do not recommend that he be passed on to phase two hearing. That will be my motion to not pass Mr. Tumulo on to a phase two hearing.
Second.
It's been motioned by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agree, Mr. Quinones? Agree, Mr. Mill?
Yes.
Okay. That will conclude the hearing at this time.